This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
With our guy, Jake Eisenberg. You'll hear him throughout the weekend as the Royals welcome in the Tigers and the games right here on 96.5 The Fan. I happened to see Jake Eisenberg last night. We were both at the See You in the Major Leagues event out at Top Golf, a great foundation and program that they have here in Kansas City. And Jake, it was a great night, wasn't it?
Oh, yeah, we had a blast. It was great to see you and Dusty Likens and Bob Fesco and so many other people were there, and the students that are part of that See You in the Major Leagues foundation program. I mean, what an incredible event. Highly worth like learning about it and supporting it, led by Dayton Moore and Matthew Folks. And yeah, we had a great time. And I think the night ended on a pretty fun note, wouldn't you say, Alex?
Yeah, it was great. There was a celebrity long drive challenge where we had to use clubs that were meant for like 8-year-olds, I would say, right?
Is that and you
right?
Won?
I did not win.
No, neither of us win. That honor went to Rustin Dodd of the Athletic. But yeah. I will say two things. I'll say first and foremost that at least, like, I won't speak for you, Alex,
okay,
you know, as somebody who's got his name on a show. But at least for me, that word celebrity was doing a lot of heavy lifting, but it was still it was still an honor to be a part of it. But, yeah, they had us all kind of line up and take a drive with a junior golf club. And I'll say one thing, like, there's some chirping going around, and we all want to do well, even knowing that this is kind of just like a fun, random thing that no one's really supposed to be good at. And I would like to say, like, no one's supposed to be good at, and it's okay, Alex, that you weren't. Because you're not supposed to be.
How bad was he at this, Jake?
Look, go ahead.
No, I'm just saying I left feeling proud that, you know, among Alex's many talents and all the great things that he does in the world, that I left knowing that there is at least one thing in this universe that I am better than Alex at, and that is hitting a drive with a junior-sized golf club.
Yeah, so here's the thing. The secret with this one, though, Jake, is I'm actually glad it was with a junior club. I have an excuse, because if it was a normal club, it still might not have been much better, you know? So I feel like I at least had an excuse. The longest drive, for the record, they were junior clubs. Like, the taller you were, I do think, and Jake can probably agree with this, the taller you were, the tougher it was. I mean, you had to really, like, get down low and, like,
you needed to get in the knees.
Rustin drove it, I think, 140 with this junior club. So that was, just to give you an idea, I think I drove it, like, 45. I don't know. Jake, what did you do, 90?
I did whatever was more than you.
Was yours the worst?
No. The worst was actually I don't want to call it the wrong person. Maybe Jeffrey Chedia? I can't remember.
Let's put it this way. Alex's went a certain distance because we're on the second level of the place and like gravity and
rolls a little.
We all come
so
on.
It had to fall off the cliff and then roll a little bit. I don't know. I think mine went like 117 or something like that. The point is, though, it was a great time.
It was
a great event. just really happy to be out there and support that program.
I think the only other thing we need an opinion on you from, other than the Royals' opinions we're getting ready to get, is if artificial banana flavor is good or not.
Artificial banana flavor? No, you can miss me with that. Give me the real banana.
Yeah, see?
Because we were saying that the banana Laffy Taffy is a terrible flavor.
No. I mean, I'm not entering the Laffy Taffy world to begin with, but, like, artificial banana flavor, really any kind of, like, true artificial fruit flavor, like, you can taste the artificialness of it, and I'm out on that.
See, he gets it. That's the point.
We're talking to Jake Eisenberg. It is a big weekend, it feels like, out at Kauffman. I know it's still May. We're about to turn the calendar to June. And I'm not saying that, oh my gosh, the division is going to be decided this weekend necessarily. But this one does feel big considering how great the Tigers have played. Obviously a chance to really, you know, kind of shift the narrative and how you're feeling about the Royals based off of a couple games this weekend.
Yeah, I think you're right about that. I will push back once again. Every game counts the same as all the other games. But then again, there is, you know, a weighted sense to a lot of these in-division games, whether it's the Tigers, Twins, Guardians, even the White Sox or the Royals have coming up next week on the road trip. And any time you face the team that you're chasing in the division, yeah, winning is imperative. And I think there is a chance this weekend to sort of shift the narrative a little bit that the Tigers are so far out in front and it's the Tigers and everyone else that, like, you know, the Royals are right in this too. And I remember when we were in Detroit earlier this season, you know, those games did not go the way that the Royals wanted, but they did beat Tarek Skubal on Sunday to avoid the four-game sweep. Skubal's going to pitch tomorrow night. At least that's what he's lined up for. And I think that there's a chance for the Royals to make some noise this weekend in a way that changes maybe some of the conversation around what has been, by the way, and this has been glossed over nationally, I think, the hardest division in baseball. You've got four teams that already have 30 wins this season in the American League Central. And as of a couple of days ago, they occupied four playoff spots, the division leader and then all three wildcard spots. This is not a cakewalk, easy one-team division. This has been a gauntlet so far, and it figures to be the rest of the way.
I'd have to check again, but I mean, as of yesterday, they had faced more teams above 500 than any other team in baseball, the Royals, that being, Jake. But I mean, it's hard because I think that they're a winning team. I had said earlier this week, I actually think this is a more talented team than last year's team at this same time last year, but they're just performing worse. But at some point, I always worry about it getting in your head about the offensive issues and the performance and the kind of pressure you're putting on the pitching staff. Because somebody earlier was like, hey, I'd like to see more out of Noah Cameron because I don't think he's had a lot of stressful innings. I'm like, what do you mean stressful innings? Every day he goes out there, he feels like he's got to go six scoreless. And I think the rest of the pitching staff kind of feels that way right now.
Yeah, as far as the offense is concerned, I mean, first of all, I think I agree. I think this team is more talented at this point of the season than the 2024 team was at this point of the season. Both teams had similar winning records. That's worth pointing out, too. I think really the biggest difference this season, and we've talked about it, is just that the power has not quite been there the same way that it was last year. The home run ball hasn't been there. And we saw this, you know, happen the other night against the Reds. You know, they hit three solo home runs and took a 3-2 lead. And when you can take one swing and put a run on the board, that makes a big difference. And when you're the Royals and you've hit the fewest home runs in the sport, sure, some of that is the weather. Sure, some of that is the ballpark. But, you know, when teams come to your place, they're playing in the same conditions that you are, and that's the missing ingredient right now. The missing ingredient is that, well, nobody on this team, if I'm not mistaken, I don't think has 10 home runs yet, unless Vinny eclipsed the 10 home run mark while I wasn't paying attention. And that's been something that, you know, the Royals would love to have a little bit more of, certainly from Bobby, from Salvi, from Vinny. Those were your three biggest home run hitters last year, and that hasn't happened quite yet.
Cody mentioned Noah Cameron. He's obviously been incredible, and it's kind of created a good problem to have with, you know, Lugo coming back from the IR, or IL, I should say. Cole Reagan's maybe coming back soon as well. What do you think ultimately happens there? He's pitching well enough, clearly, to not get sent down, but also there's a bit of a numbers crunch here.
Yeah, man, what a great problem to have, right? And I think that's like what every team's dream is that the pitcher that you're relying on to be your, you know, number six depth starter comes up when need be and pitches to a degree where you're like, maybe this guy should stick around. And I think Noah Cameron has absolutely made the case that he should stick around. And I'll echo something that I heard Vern talking about the other night, and he was echoing something that Ned Yost used to say all the time, that baseball has a way of making these decisions for you before you have to really worry about them. And I, you know, for whatever reason, that feels like it's going to be the case where something will happen here or there, and that'll determine ultimately what the Royals' rotation looks like going forward. It's also worth, you know, looking into the fact that the Royals have a bunch of off days coming up in the month of June. I think the Royals are off every Monday in the month of June, which is neat. Kind of quirk in the schedule this year, and so the Royals have a chance to get some guys an extra day, reset the rotation. It remains to be seen, you know, with Seth Lugo and Cole Reagan. Seth Lugo's coming off the injured list tonight, at least that's the plan. You know, hopefully he comes back and hits the ground running. Hopefully Cole Reagan's, assuming he makes a rehab start this weekend and then comes back during the road trip, hopefully he hits the ground running too. That's not necessarily a foregone conclusion because you never really know what's going to happen. But I do think that one way or another, assuming everybody is healthy, Noah Cameron deserves to be very much in the mix at the big league level.
And your time of being on both sides of this now, the major league level and the AAA level, how do you see the conversations going differently when you got a player of Jack Caglione's status in the sense that, like, you were covering minor league baseball when Bobby Wood Jr. is coming up. Now you're on the Caglione side. What are the conversations on either side as far as, are the major league players talking about a player like this or anticipating a debut like this? Is it all on the minor league side and on, like, our side, the talk side? How do you see, like, players coming up from that perspective? I'm curious because you've seen both sides.
I mean, I think that the excitement is probably 80% on the fan side, and deservedly so, don't get me wrong. I think that the players in the clubhouse are talking about Jack Caglione probably a little bit internally and also supporting him. Like Jack said when he got to Omaha the other day, you know, he got texts from Bobby and Vinny immediately. Like, they are reaching down to the organization and to the players in the organization and helping support them in the way that they were supported or hoped they were supported when it was their turn to come up. I think that speaks just to the level of camaraderie and the level of connectedness that the organization has top to bottom. But I think the players are also talking about Jack Caglione when they're asked about Jack Caglione.
Sure.
You know, John Ray made his major league debut the other day, and Jeff Passan happened to be in town, and he was writing about Caglione. I'm sure you guys read the article, but, like, Ray's quoted in the article talking about Jack Caglione because he's, you know, played with him and was asked about him as any, you know, major league player could be asked about him. As far as what I see from both sides of it, yeah, I remember when Bobby Witt Jr. made his AAA debut, and there was a lot of clamor of, hey, when's he coming up to the big leagues? When's he coming up to the big leagues? And the truth was, I think we had a pretty good understanding at that point in the 2021 season that Bobby was going to be in AAA through the end of the year, that there was not necessarily a situation that made sense for Bobby to make his major league debut toward the tail end of 2021. I know there was talk that year of him making the team out of spring training, and then we remembered, oh, this is a high school draft pick who hasn't played one full season of affiliated professional baseball, that is still learning how to be a human being in addition to being a superstar baseball player. And I think you look back and you say, you know what, that level, that year of development in AA and AAA, man, has that panned out to an incredible degree. And I think it's similar with Jack Caglione. The big difference is that Cags came out of a big-time college program that has a lot of resources and a lot of high-level experience. But still, that gap between college pitching and college performance and professional performance, AA and AAA, that is a monstrous chasm of performance and level that Cags is learning about now that he's gotten to the AAA level. If the gap between AA and AAA is like the gap between Earth and Mars, the gap between AAA and the big leagues is basically Mars to Neptune. That's what we're talking about in terms of pitchability and the way that guys get attacked as hitters. And so there's a ton of value in developing as a hitter at the AAA level right now, seeing pitchers for a second time, figuring out how to make those adjustments, also working defensively too. I know Rusty Kuntz has been in town working with Jack in the outfield. He continues to play first base as well. That's also a massive element to this, and I fully believe that the Royals are poised and ready to bring up Jack Caglione when they believe that he can not only contribute to this Royals team, but contribute to this Royals team for years to come and hit the ground running. And JJ has said that you don't necessarily want to bring a guy up to be a quote-unquote savior. You want to bring him up to gel within the team and help elevate a team that is already on the rise. And right now the Royals are a contending team. I'm not saying they don't need Jack Caglione. I think Jack can do wonders in Kansas City and will do wonders in Kansas City. I just think that letting that you know, thing bake in the oven, so to speak, for a little bit, let it cook a little bit more, let it solidify, I think you're going to get a much more fully reformed, you know, ready to hit the ground running player in Jack Caglione than necessarily forcing the issue. And I remember those conversations around Bobby and Nick Prado and MJ Melendez when they all came up together. I think that AAA seasoning is really worth a lot more than people realize.
I'm driving up to Omaha to watch Cags today and tomorrow. The restaurant you recommended last week, Block 16, is that what you said? That's the burger place?
Yeah, Block 16 okay. is in downtown Omaha. So it's about 20-ish minutes from the ballpark down in Papillion. But, yeah, definitely make your way down there, get a burger. They have a special every day that they put out on social media, on Twitter or Instagram or whatever. Check that out because it's usually something, like, pretty outrageous to, like, a delicious degree. But, yeah, you can't go wrong with that spot.
All right, that's the plan. I'm going to definitely check that out this weekend. Jake, appreciate it, man. Enjoy the weekend, and we'll check in next week.
All right, sounds good, guys. Take care.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.